It's okay. No. Oh, boy. Kevin. I want the girl. I want to welcome you, all of you here tonight, this foggy evening. Thank you for coming out, all of you. We got about 5 minutes to kill. That we won't go on the air until 7:05. And I don't want those folks that are at home tonight to miss out on one single thing. But I am very glad that you're all joining with us, and it means the world that you have shown up here tonight to worship the Lord with us, and we're very glad. Are there any special prayer needs tonight before we go on air that you would like us to pray for? Anyone want to share a prayer need? Yes. Wonderful that he is able to do that in a much needed situation, for sure. Anyone else? I certainly pray for everybody out in the roads. I know we were coming from KPAC. It was pretty dense. We got about 3 miles out, and it got a little tiny bit better, but not too much. Watching that white line. Yes. Okay, for Claire. She has certainly been in our prayers and will continue to be in our prayers. She's spending time with her family at Mayo Clinic, and we thank you for that update. That means a lot. She has certainly been on our prayers and on our hearts for many, many weeks. Anyone else? Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare our hearts and minds for our worship tonight. Gracious God, we thank you that you have drawn us together into your fold. You've drawn us together on this holiest of nights. And Lord, we just take this time to just breathe in your precious spirit. And we pray, Lord, that you will give us truly peace this evening as we enjoy the worship, we enjoy all of the different things that people are sharing, the music, the words. Lord, we just thank you for this time that you have blessed us with. And Lord, all those that are out on the roads tonight, I just pray that you will help them find safe passage wherever they're going, and that we might have a beautiful Christmas Eve and Christmas Day celebrating your birth into this world. We give you thanks and all praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. We're pretty close, Kevin. 2 minutes, he tells me. We normally on Sunday would just start and then the audience would join in with us, but like I said, I don't want them to miss anything tonight. This is a very, very special night, isn't it? Christmas Eve is always a precious time. I'm glad Russ and Bev are on that side, holding that side down. I am. One minute. Here's our countdown. Just like waiting for Santa, right? Our countdown. You got the right idea. He's my helper. That's right. That's right. nice to see you. Never such long 30 seconds. Welcome to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. We certainly are glad that you're joining in with us tonight as we worship our Savior that came to earth and was born here for us to teach us how to love, teach us how to be the peace on earth that Christ calls us to be. Thank you for joining in, all of you here, and also those that are listening in on this foggy evening. We're going to have our prelude, and our ladies are going to come and light the candles for us at this time. I'm going to invite Russ up to give us our introduction reading.
We gather to hear the familiar story of the birth of Jesus. We bring great longing for a deep encounter with the sacred, longing for a sense of peace, longing for a reason to hope. More than a cozy story of a baby born in a stable, this night tells us that the realm of justice and peace has broken into our world. In this infant, we see one of great strength and power who brings salvation and joy to the world.
Thank you. Let's stand for our praise song tonight. It's on the screen and also in your green books, 3067. Welcome to our world. be seated. We're going to have the lighting of our Advent candles at this time. Thank you for doing that. Merry Christmas.
To a people longing for hope and yearning for deliverance, the prophet Isaiah declared, "The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who have lived in a land in deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Isaiah 9, 2, and 6. Tonight we come seeking hope, peace, joy, and love, and we find these things in a child. God made flesh in a baby in a manger, a baby who was born the beginning and the end of our salvation, who dwells with us even now, our Emmanuel, God with us.
We light these candles as signs of our shocking hope, our just peace, our fierce joy, and love that transforms us. In Jesus Christ, our wondrous light. May the light burning in our hearts guide us, comfort us, protect us, and tend us in all seasons and circumstances, reminding us that day and night, in the light and in the darkness, God is with us. Our salvation has come. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so very much for that. If we can have you stand, we're going to have our call to worship at this time. Welcome tonight to a celebration like no other. Let the love of Jesus be born in your hearts and spirits.
Open our hearts to receive His blessed gift of God.
Rejoice, good friends, the good news is here.
Christ our Savior is born. Hallelujah. Amen.
You may be seated, and I'm just going to give me a minute to get down here. You're going to enjoy our interpretive choir this evening.
Oh,
They do such a good job. Thank you for blessing us with that. Now we're going to turn in our hymn books or on the screen, and we're going to sing Joy to the World together. 246, if you're looking in your hymn book. Please stand with me. The world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive a king. Let every heart bear him rule. And let nature see.
Please pray with me. Loving Father, help us remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the worship of the wise men. Close the door of hate and open the door of love all over the world. Let kindness come with every gift and good desires with every greeting. Deliver us from evil by the blessing which Christ brings. And teach us to be merry with clear hearts. May the Christmas morning make us happy to be thy children, and Christmas evening bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiving and forgiven. For Jesus' sake, amen.
And now we're going to enjoy a special number by our beautiful pianist, Melissa Ogden, because it's Christmas.
To give a time. Christmas.
It's our tradition, and maybe it's some of your traditions as well. That probably woke you up, right? We're all woke up now. I want to read to you from Luke chapter 2, the Christmas story. What a precious time, and what a great, great thing to remember. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning all that had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. May God add his reading, his blessing to the reading of his word this evening. Now I'd like to invite Dee up to sing a beautiful song, "Mary, Did You Know?"
Did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hands? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby. You've kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know? Deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. Did you know? Mary, did you know?
Thank you so very much. That was beautiful. Let us stand again. Are you ready to stand back up again? 234. may be seated. And now we'll have Deb Darling share the Christmas Star.
A diamond shines no brighter than that lovely Christmas star. It shines in all its brilliance. It's seen from near or far. A symbol of the Christ child as he lay upon the hay. It tells to all the waiting world a king was born that day. O Bethlehem star, keep shining. Give us faith and hope and love. Keep our thoughts forever turning to the Savior up above. Give us strength and hope and courage to do our best by far and never falter in our faith as we watch that Christmas star.
Thank you. We have another hymn, 238, Angels We Have Heard on High. If you'd like to stay seated, if you think you can sing this sitting down, then you can stay sitting down. Angels We Have Heard on High. We're going to prepare for our candle lighting service. The song, or the words to Silent Night, are on the back of your bulletin. Probably going to be on the screens too, I'm not sure, I think. The words are on the back. And then, this is maybe a little different than what we've done in the past, but after we finish Silent Night, if you would just sit down with your lighted candle, keep them lit. It's just so beautiful in here with all of those lights. And we're going to hear a beautiful song by Catherine Phillips, O Holy Night. So I know that we have those that are going to light those candles that are going to help spread that light out. So come on up if you would. If you'd like to stand. This time, look around you at the light that you bring into the world, that Christ has brought into the world, that you are shedding and sharing with one another in this world. Thank you, Catherine.
Birth. Lonely star sweetly gleaming, here came the wise men from the orient land. The King of Kings lay thus in lowly manger, then freed our trials, born to be our friend.
Holy One, open our hearts to receive the true gift of Christmas. May the stillness of your peace watch over us. May we encounter hope born anew. We are here, Lord, waiting for you, ready to receive your gift of love. We ask that you be with us now. Be with us as we journey to many different places tonight, to our homes, to our families. And Lord, we come tonight here and adore that newborn child. We pray that that light that is so symbolic around this sanctuary tonight, that light that is in our hearts, as we extinguish the candles, may the light in us shine brightly wherever we find ourselves this evening. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us this night of peace. Be with us now as we go separate ways, but united as one in the love that you have brought to us here on earth. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen. And now we can extinguish our flames. And I don't know if they have buckets in the back or some way to distribute these candles back in the back of the sanctuary. Thank you so much for being here, all of you, for blessing us with your music and your readings, the interpretive choir, and all of you. Have a blessed Christmas. Kate and Joe. Let nothing you dismay, for Jesus Christ our Savior was born on Christmas.